6:25 to 8 now on the Grill Team with Gus, MG and Maddie Johns. Although Gus is not here today, we've found a formidable replacement for him in the great John Laws.
The great John Laws. Been on radio since the early 50s. And Lawsy, I imagine in that time you've interviewed all the prime ministers. Who's your favourite? Who's the best prime minister we've had?
You mean politically or to interview?
Firstly, let's talk about politically.
Well, I got to say that I think Hawke and Keating collectively did a lot of good things.
By the way, Keating called you the best the broadcaster of the century.
Yeah.
So you might be a little biased there.
No, I know. I think John Howard was probably the best, you know, because he was more of a statesman.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of good things. I mean, he upset a few people with a number of things that he did, but he was a man of conviction, or still is, I imagine.
Who was the best interview? Who had the most charisma? Okay, here we go. This is great.
Keating.
Was he? Yeah.
Oh, easily. God, he was funny. He could be very funny.
Could he?
Yeah.
Egotist?
Yeah, of course. You can't become Prime Minister of a country unless you're an egotist.
Who was the personal best? Who was your one you got on away from the station best with?
Keating.
Okay. Yeah,
it was. I heard a story about Keating once that he went overseas and while he was overseas in Italy, he saw this magnificent, like all these buildings and houses and villas painted in this beautiful blue. And he came back to Taubman's, one of those companies, and said, look, I've seen this blue. Here's a sample of it. And they said, well, we don't have that. They said, well, we'll mix it up and become quite popular. And they went to Paul Keating and said, well, you brought it back. Well, you get to name it. And named it Keating Blue.
Johnny, I've got to ask you a question. The other day I was flicking through the station, so on TV like I do in the afternoons when I'm trying to look for content for this show, and I stumbled across Question Time on ABC.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I was embarrassed by what I saw. I've got a 7-year-old daughter. I wouldn't even think she would act like this. Grown people in Parliament arguing and basically,
just it's bickering like children.
Bickering and calling each other names and booing. And these are the people who are running our country.
Yeah. And the thing that bothers me about it is when they get the start pointing at each other.
Yes.
It's real. It's childish. I agree with you.
Should we see that on our TV? Should that be like excluded from our viewership? Like, I don't want to watch that.
No, you don't want to watch it, but I think it's important we know it goes on, that we have some idea of the quality of the people who are running our country.
Yeah, and you saw a good insight into them in that type of environment.
By the way, MG, a Question Time, they're talking about listening to the Triple M Grill Team. They said, can you believe those blokes are on radio?
Oh, good on them.
That's vice versa. Hey, now, Lawsy, you've had some, look, we want to take some calls, but firstly, mate, we're going to take a sample of a certain bloke who calls your radio station most Fridays. I listen to you on the way back and listen to this bloke, Norman, who calls up. Can you give us a bit of background on Norman? How long has he basically stalked you for?
I think only for, I don't know, probably a year or a couple of years. Not a very long time.
Since you've been on SM.
Yeah, apparently he's a bit of a radio whore. He pops up everywhere. If he's real, then I worry about him. He's a nasty little bastard.
Well, let's have a sample of Norman.
You know how the owners of Black Caviar retired him. What about your wife retiring you? Hey,
Norman, why are you so horrible?
Norman, what a
screwed up, dreadful little grub of a human being you are.
No.
You're part of it, you mealy-mouthed little bastard, Norman. You really are. And I don't know how you've got anybody around you. You probably haven't got anybody around you, and that's why you have to bother me. Please don't bother to bother. Show the world what a nasty piece of work you are. When it's all summed up, you're a joke. I mean, you really are a joke.
No. You're going to die soon.
Wow.
Going to make my day. Die.
Do you believe it?
Norman,
man. You're going to die soon.
When you see him come up on the board, when it comes up, Norman, do you go, oh, yeah, here we go? What do you think? Ah, brilliant. Well, that's 15 minutes taken care of.
No, people say, why do you let him on? I let him on because we let anybody on, and you can't. I don't want to discriminate, so
yeah, that's right.
I'm quite happy to let him on. But he's a piece of work. I mean, if it's not an act, and some people think it is, I don't know whether it is or it isn't. But if it's not an act, then he's a very disturbed man.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to a song. When we come back,
we've got Norm on the line.
Yeah. But if you want to speak to Lawsy, 133353, Triple M audience, your chance to have a talk to the great man before he goes.
Yes. If you think Norman's weird, Lawsy, wait till he rings up this radio station.
Weasel from the gong.
133353. If you want to have a word to Lawsy this morning, it's Green Day at 7:40. M's grill team, Gus, MG and Matty Johns at 16 to 8. No Gus Wallen today. He's off on very important business in Tamworth.
Yeah, Kitty's water polo game.
Yeah.
Let's hope they get up, eh?
My young daughter wins the first game of Oztag at Coffs Harbour.
Yeah. Why aren't you there, mate?
Oh, because this job's a privilege.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm here.
Hey, oh, sorry, Mr. Lawsy. John Laws.
Of course, John Laws. And we put it out there, 1-3-3-5-3, if you want to speak to Lawsy. But Lawsy, I tell you what I'm envious of, that you've got that special button where you can talk to the listener, the audience, the listeners, the people in their cars and at home can listen to you on their transistors, but the people who are calling you can't hear you. Let's have a bit of a listen. I love it.
Yes, John, what can I do for you?
I'm trying to invent horse life jackets.
Oh, Jesus, here we are. You're what? You're trying to invent what?
I've invented horse life jackets to save horses, and I was trying to look for
why do
a sponsor.
I get them? Why do I get them all?
So many horses die what have every I done? Year from...
What have I done to deserve this? Darren, are you there?
Yeah, hello, John. I was just wondering,
Say it again. Darren, I can't hear you very well.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so am I. But try it again.
Yeah, this Foxtel. And I got the boys around here, and everything was working, you know, all nice and fine, hunky-dory. And before they even left, everything just went.
The sun, which is flaring up at the moment, delivers onto Earth a mind-blowing mass coronal ejection, whereby it could easily fry the electronic componentry of a lot. Well, if something that big could actually take place and where it could fry a lot of electrical componentry, it has, I suppose, safety systems which are brought about by quite...
Who's that bloke, Julius, some of the Miller? That sounded like him. He had him on the line. The glass and a half of full cream milk.
Lawsy, if you thought they were offensive and wrong, well...
Here we go. Here Triple M.
Craig from Carrigong. Talk to Lawsy.
How's he going?
Yeah, not bad.
I was just wondering if I could get a world-famous Gus Wallen's a grub, you know what I mean?
Oh, Valvoline.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Just a Gus Wallen's a grub. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. No. I have no idea what you mean.
There you go, Craig. Thanks, mate.
You did make that famous Valvoline, didn't you? You must have skyrocketed their stakes.
Yeah, well, it worked pretty well. Yeah. I got a lifetime contract with them.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you got the same contract with Wild Turkey, your lifetime?
I have never had a contract with Wild Turkey.
Oh, you haven't?
Never had a contract with Wild Turkey. All the mentions it gets, all the stuff I consume.
Shall we have one? You're to work at 9 o'clock.
No, yeah. It's a bit early. Mate.
Yeah, okay.
Probably breaking a couple of codes here, so we'll just pop that away.
Well, Weasel, a bit clever. We've got Weasel from the Gong. G'day, Weez. How are you, my man?
Hey, boys. You going all right?
Say hello to Johnny, buddy.
Here we go.
Hey, Lordy, how are you, mate? I'm a big fan of yours.
Good on you. Well, what are you listening to this rubbish for?
Well, mate, only because you're on here this morning, mate. Thanks a lot for coming in while Angus is off getting loose in Jacko's backyard, mate. It's great to have you on.
Suddenly he's a producer on the show. Yeah, no worries, Weasel. Appreciate it, mate. Now, mate, how long you listened to Lawsy for over the years?
Probably 2.5 years.
Oh, well, you're
a diehard.
You're only a novice, 2.5.
How long have you been on, John, total, exactly?
60.
Wow. 60 years. Wow,
that's phenomenal.
We had another caller there saying, been trying to talk to Lawsy for 30 years, how helped my grandmother out in the 70s. Well, Wilson, we won't get there because, well, we don't know how you helped her out, do we, Lawsy? Hey, let's go to John in Blacktown. G'day, John.
Anyway, grandma's got to be thoroughly dead by now. 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Poor old darling would have rolled her swag up since then.
Well, I was going to say you'd hope so. Let's hope not, but yeah. I mean, she is still alive.
Well, let's go to Blacktown. Johnny from Blacktown wants to have a chat to you too, Mr. Laws.
Johnny.
Yes, it's a hollow world, and I'm John from Blacktown. You know, Mrs. Kitchen designs award-winning kneebles that have the others on edge. The smooth, round imitation Formica look at the horse wheel can be yours at a drastically inflated price. That's right, a drastically inflated price, as long as you don't fly with a soft on, and don't be soft on flies with hard on, you damn fool.
Are you auditioning, John?
Listen, tell me, is he still there? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Johnny. How are you?
What do you do for a dollar?
Just mosey on around, and I walk past a radio station, and someone hooks me in there for an hour, and then they let me go.
All right.
This voice is very familiar.
Yeah, who is it? Yeah, is somebody you know?
I think it might be Billy Birmingham.
Oh!
I wish it was.
It is, John. How are you, mate?
It is Billy.
It is, of course it's me. Who else would carry on with that sort of crap about the Masterton homes and the bloody Heritage and the
Oh, Billy, I love you. Where have you been? I haven't seen you for ages.
Johnny, I've been around. As I said, I walk past radio stations and someone throws a hook around me and drags me in there for an hour. In fact, I'm sitting in the car park of Sky Racing Radio, if you're ready for that. I'm about to go and have... So we've got it covered here, boys. We've got the 2SMs, we've got the Triple Ms, and here I am in the car park of the Big Sports Breakfast. I heard the great man on with you guys, and I just wanted to ring and say good day, because I haven't seen John for a while, and I'm hoping I catch up with him soon.
Well, I hope I see you, Billy, and take care of yourself.
You too, John. See you later, boys.
See you, Billy.
Good on you, Billy Birmingham. Thank you.
The other boy, I tell you who calls in quite a bit, is Ray Hadley. Now, you were talking about Jonesy before. You and Hadley, are you blokes mates? Because you're sort of like a married couple. You're blue for a while, you get back together, you're blue. How are you travelling at the moment?
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay, no worries.
We'll go to a break. More with John Laws next on The Grill Team.